Welcome back to PCA 2024 with Michael Herklotz. Michael, how's the show been for you?
It's been great. It's been great.
Good to hear.
Day three, we're rocking and rolling. Day three in Vegas time, so it's like day 12.
Seven, 12.
Yeah, somewhere between 7 and 12, but it's been awesome. Totally awesome.
Yeah, my feet are killing me.
Are they?
I mean, you know.
I don't know. My feet are all right. It's more like everything above the feet is completely done.
Oh.
From the knees up, it's
knees
just
up is jello.
Toast. But it's a great show, man. Great show. Energy's been great. Attendance has been great.
We've been really impressed with the attendance. I kind of expected, I mean, I was saying, maybe I'm a naysayer, but I expected attendance to be down a little bit. Retailers were just here 7 months ago. I was expecting a lot of people to say, you know what, let's take those extra couple months off. But no, that does not seem to be the case.
Everyone has to run their business, right, and make a decision whether it's worth it to come. I think for sure the people who made the decision to be here got the value.
Yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely.
And they got Barry Otego, which is the most important part.
Of course. Right. Of course. Of course.
Apparently there's some other cigars here, but
I haven't seen any.
Good. Good. How do you like it?
Smoking the Generoso. Fantastic.
Good.
I love the subtle chocolate, subtle spice. Doesn't have the creaminess or like the baking spice that one has. This one's got a little more pepper to me.
But the body, the mouthfeel is still round.
Yes. Very balanced, very refreshing on the palate, if you may.
I may.
You may.
I agree. Wholeheartedly.
Tell us about the Elegancia.
Elegancia and Generoso, to be clear. We make them once a year, annual limited release, two blends, one size, both packed in humidors. The Elegancia is like creme brulee. It's massively full in body, but it's all light, brighter flavors.
Yes.
The Generoso is darker flavors, but still in that creamy body. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's really the through line in style for me as a blender. It's all about body and mouthfeel and richness and complexity. You used the word subtlety or nuance a minute ago. I mean, I want our blends to tell stories. And for a story to be interesting, it has to be compelling and have detail and have nuance and have, you know, pull you along. That's how I try and create blends, is to have that level of interest that makes you want to take another puff to see what's happening next.
The way I always explain it to people, to me, it's the cigar that begs you to pay attention to it, right? You're reading a book and you realize you haven't read in 10 minutes.
Exactly.
You've just been thinking about your cigar.
Or if you think of it like a story, you don't realize that you've read half the book.
Yes.
You know, because it's just, you're so into it.
To flip that analogy on its head. Yes.
You keep flipping pages. There's a lot of great cigars in this room. There's a lot of great cigars in every humidor. How do we stand out? We have to over-deliver in value. We have to over-deliver in experience. And we have to over-deliver in consistency so that every time you want to experience something like that, you're going to get it with ours. There's no risk.
Yes, absolutely.
I think that's – if there's something that we can really hold on to as the authentic core of Barry Otego as a company, it is a relentless commitment to consistency.
Well said. Beautiful. Beautiful,
brother.
That was great.
I got to write that. Can you play that back for me? Because I really liked it.
All right. So on to the dumb questions.
Good.
At the bar tonight, what is your drink order?
Oh, several. But I want an ice cold vodka on the rocks as soon as I get to the bar.
What vodka?
Who gives a shit? Whatever's open. No, I want... I'll tell you, I love Stoli.
Yes, Stoli's great.
Stoli. I want a Stoli Rocks lime in a pint glass.
My man.
Yes.
My man. All right, and now we have one for the road.
Okay.
This is a segment we do on the podcast where we talk about just some kind of media we've been interested in, but our theme for the show is a song. Maybe a song, maybe an album that has been stuck with you. That... Maybe it's something you listened to in high school that you can't stop listening to suddenly. Maybe it's something you heard on the radio that you just play in the car all the time.
Giant Steps, Miles Davis.
Great. Great selection.
No, wait. I lied. That's Coltrane.
Oh, you're right.
Hold on. That's the wrong answer. I'm fucking so tired.
Aren't we all?
Kind of Blue. Kind of Blue.
Kind of Blue.
It's the benchmark.
That's a great choice.
It's the benchmark. I think that's right. I'll drop it in the comments if I'm wrong.
Yeah, we're gonna put a Spotify playlist together.
Good. Oh, good.
And then we'll have everybody's
whatever it is. It's Miles.
It's gonna be very eclectic.
Kind of Blue, all of it. Miles. Miles is it. Stuck with me forever.
Awesome. Thanks for your time, Michael.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Done yet?
Oh God. Here comes.
Done yet.
How do you feel about licorice?
I like licorice.
Have you ever had a double salted Norwegian licorice?
I don't know that I love double salted Norwegian licorice.
Would you like to try some?
I think I have to.
If you need it, spit it out.
All right, let's see the reaction.
I don't know if you noticed. It looks like he has these fucking things in his ears. Look, do you have double salted Norwegian licorice in your ear? Am I eating your ear hole?
Yeah.
Is that what this is?
I mean, I haven't used that one yet. I just keep them there as a snack.
Duncan over here.
Ooh. I don't love double salted Norwegian licorice. Thank you for that opportunity.
Thanks for the time, Michael. That might be my favorite interview yet.